So now, 7 years to this day, how are you feeling?
It is surreal, but I feel like I got the weight of the world off my shoulders. It's just something that I fought for so long, and now it's finally here. I think I'm still mainly in shock.
So what is your intention this point forward?
My intention is to be here every time there's a court hearing and see this sort of end and see him get sentenced to life in prison.
Now, how has this affected you personally?
This changed my whole life. This altered everything I knew. It's bad, but in a, like, it's just this life has become my new normal.
So let's go back 7 years ago when you heard that your mother was missing.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind at the time then?
7 years ago when it first happened, when I went back to St. Anthony after getting the news that my mom was missing, I knew something really bad had happened because it just, nothing was right about the situation. And I just knew something really bad, something sinister had taken place at that house. I didn't want to believe it was my dad because in those first maybe 2-3 days, you just don't want to believe you lost both your parents like that, that someone that you consider your dad would do that, because that's unnatural. It's just very, what he done was unnatural. But I knew right from probably the first 2-3 days in, it was him.
So what kind of support are you getting today?
I am feeling the love and support from so many people. My phone has not stopped. Just people writing from everywhere just saying that we're here, we support you, you got an army behind you.